Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is hit by the pitch. Wills moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. Wills moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Drysdale moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drysdale scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Gilliam moves to third. Davis moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Davis scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Fairley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. There goes Oliver trying to get to third. Altman throws the ball into Smith, who tags Oliver for the out. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Dodgers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills is one for one in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is one for one in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harkness is one for one in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is one for two in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 2 in the game. Drysdale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gilliam bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Wills moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Nate Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Howard moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonder moves to second. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 3 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Lowry now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Camilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 4 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Darryl Griffith now playing right field. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 9, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.